I'm Scott Horsley. Long before federal prosecutors brought charges against Ken Lay and Jeffrey Skilling, they went after Enron's auditor, the Arthur Andersen Company. Andersen's partner, in charge of the Enron account, had ordered the wholesale shredding of Enron-related documents in the fall of 2001. Andersen fired the partner. But that didn't stop then-Deputy Attorney General Larry Thompson from seeking an indictment against the firm itself.
The indictment alleges that Andersen partners and others personally directed these efforts to destroy evidence.
The indictment alone was devastating for Andersen. Most companies don't want an accused felon certifying their books. Enron was just one of a number of strikes against the auditor. Andersen had also overlooked big problems at Sunbeam, Waste Management, and the WorldCom fraud that would soon dwarf even Enron. Still, many of Andersen's employees felt like Tiffany Witter, that they were being tarred with too broad a brush.
I feel like Arthur Andersen is my firm, and I want to fight, because it's not something that I feel like someone's taking something away from me, which shouldn't be taken away.
In Enron's hometown of Houston, Andersen attorney Rusty Hardin pressed for a speedy trial. Andersen was in court within 2 months.
If Arthur Andersen is found guilty, then so be it. But if Arthur Andersen is found not guilty, a lot of people, including the Congress, should look very deeply among themselves as to whether they got on a bandwagon for a lot of quotes and a lot of free publicity and hammered into the ground a really, really good 89-year-old company.
But after 10 days of jury deliberation, Andersen was found guilty, and the bandwagon for accounting reform rolled on. New limits were imposed on the kind of lucrative consulting contracts that had been blamed for blinding accountants to problems at the companies they audited. Then, a year ago, the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously reversed Andersen's conviction, saying the judge's instructions to the jury had been too broad. The High Court ruling came too late to save Andersen, which had shrunk from 28,000 employees to just 200. While Enron's top executives now face prison time, Arthur Andersen got the death sentence. Scott Horsley, NPR News.